Today we're joined by Chris Flowers of J.C. Flowers & Company and Thomas Edwards of the Harlem Parolee Initiative. Gentlemen, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave, for having us.
So we're talking about a very important subject, which is the huge population of people in the United States who are formerly incarcerated and who are often facing challenges in reintegrating themselves into society. Both of you are working on or part of an initiative to help people in the New York area succeed after being in prison. I'd love to hear about how you two met and how you know each other, and maybe a good place to start would be Thomas telling us about sort of your background and what led you to the Harlem Parolee Initiative.
Well, you know, it's ironic that Chris and I, as different as we are and from different worlds, we share a connection in starting our financial careers around the same time. He graduated from Harvard, I robbed a bank and went to prison. So that's our connection, and now we're working on a common cause.
Talk about, I guess, where you most recently spent 21 years, correct?
I was in New York State prisons. I spent time in Sing Sing, Attica, Auburn, and a number of other prisons. I was convicted of felony murder and robbery. A bank robbery that went wrong, and a police officer inadvertently shot a bystander, and I was sentenced to 21 years to life. But, you know, I wasn't a victim. I was definitely fortunate to go to prison because two people died that day. And that's what led me to prison.
Talk about, I guess, growing up and some of the challenges that you faced.
I think it's a story that's, you know, played out time and time again. I come from an abusive home, you know, abusive stepfather, mother that was challenged with some things, and I spent a lot of time in the street, and I learned lessons there. And, you know, 3-4 in the morning, there are no doctors, no social workers out. You're going to find con men, armed robbers, prostitutes, and those are the people that embraced me and taught me things, and I grew up with that lifestyle. And by 17, I was robbing banks. And by 20, I was in prison for bank robbery, you know, the first time where the guy, my crime partner and friend, was shot and killed. And when I went to prison, what I did was I didn't, you know, think about not robbing banks again. What I thought about was not getting caught again. It was a lifestyle I embraced. I made choices too young, but they were still my choices. And that's what led me to continue that lifestyle.
Chris, maybe you can talk a bit about how this issue came to your attention and sort of held itself forth as something that you'd like to get involved with.
Well, David, we've been involved in charitable activities through our foundation for many, many years. And one thing we try to do is to think about big global issues where maybe we can make a difference, but also think about things right here at home, right in our own backyard. And so for a long time, we've been involved in the prisons in New York State and parolees who've come out of prison with a number of programs seeking to improve their chances and their lot in life. And it's not a particularly glamorous or popular cause, but we've found to be a very, very rewarding one.
It is the case that people who have been in prison often go back to prison, and it's largely because they lack the resources and guidance to stay mainstream, correct?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why, and you've heard some of Thomas's background. You know what? It's amazing, frankly, that Thomas is sitting here, you know, with us today, given some of the things that he's been through. But one thing we learned, which is part of this program we're involved in right now, is that number one, not surprisingly, the biggest times of risk are right when you get out, the first 90 days when you get out. Jobs, housing, substance issues. That's one thing. The other thing that you might not imagine but is true is that the prison system and the parole system are completely separate, completely separate. So you leave A, you go to B, might seem the same to Thomas, but it's like two completely different bureaucracies, and trying to help bridge that gap is one place where we thought we could make a difference.
So Thomas, after spending 21 years in prison, you were released 14 months ago, correct?
Right.
What have been the challenges, or initially what were the challenges of coming back to the...
Well, I think Chris hit on, you know, the big ones are definitely housing, employment. I mean, I was in prison 21 years. It wasn't like, you know, I had built up a resume that someone wanted to hire me. And just reacclimating myself in society. Number one, I wasn't only away for 21 years. I was away longer than that because I lived in a subculture. I wasn't part of mainstream America, so it was a different lifestyle to come home and try to find a job. I mean, you know, have you ever been arrested? Of course I have, and you know, that turned an employer off. So it was a number of challenges. Housing is one of the big ones, because if you can't be stable, if you can't be comfortable where you live, it creates certain issues. And a lot of guys go back to what they know in order to make things better. So that's why these programs are so important, because they give you the resources, and maybe they won't find you a place to live, but maybe they give you pause to think about how best to create such a resource.
So talk about the Harlem Parolee Initiative. How did you get connected with that, and what sort of resources were made available to you?
When I got into the program, I wasn't working at the time. I was pretty much drifting around. I went on a few interviews. You know, I would be sitting in the park thinking about what I should do. And I was fortunate that I had changed my pattern of thinking prior to coming home. So that wasn't an issue for me. But I needed something to do, something to be a part of. And that became a source of peace, a place to go, a connection to. And I had no idea that it would grow into what it grew into for me. But it was definitely the right place at the right time for me.
Chris, talk about the Harlem Parolee Initiative and, you know, how you've structured it the way you have, and you know, what's been working especially well.
One thing we're trying to do is help parolees work with family members. By the way, Thomas, for example, many, in fact, most, I would guess, people coming home have children who they might not have seen for a long time. They have ex-wives or wives or girlfriends and, you know, all that to try to, to get that to work more smoothly, to help re-enter and become functioning with good relationships as part of society. So we're trying to help help prisoners or the ex-prisoners reintegrate.
So Thomas, what are you doing now, and how has it been going since you were released?
You know, I definitely have my challenges and some struggles at that same time, but it's been great. I mean, if I get caught in the rain, it's a great day. You know, I spent 21 straight years in prison, and I spent a lot of years, you know, looking over my shoulder. And I don't have those problems anymore, so it's been great, even with the things that I have to overcome. But at this point, I finally found employment. I've been working for the last 8-9 months as a project manager for a youth program, and I work at an reentry program called Exodus Transitional Community Incorporated. And I'm fortunate enough to have a youth program that I kind of shaped, and I work with young people. And you know, it leads me to prevention. You know, I'm big on reentry and helping people when they come home, but I'm big on, let's stop them from going. Let's invest in these young people and create something where they will stay out and become productive members of the community without going to prison in order to make a transition. And I'm fortunate to work with them, and I mean, you know, they do me a favor by allowing me to work with them, because I kind of owe somebody something.
I guess final question, and that would be for maybe people watching this who are interested in the issue and might want to help, what would be some key takeaways that you could offer to them as far as how they could get involved or at least spread more awareness?
Well, two ways. One is, of course, money always helps. That's one way to get involved financially. And we do a lot with volunteers. So people who are interested in coming up and getting to know about this and being a part of it, and of course, they gain too.
Thomas, from your point of view, what would be a key takeaway that you'd hope someone would understand about the issue of people getting reintegrated into society?
Well, I would hope they would understand. You know, like I pointed out once, I didn't go to prison by mistake, by accident. I worked hard to get there, but I also worked hard to get out. And I can't change that history that I created, but this new history I'm creating, no one can change that either. And I just want people to accept me for who I am and what I'm going to do, and let that speak for itself.